Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. In this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related quotes, stories, insights, debates, discussions, lessons covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? We're serving up three quotes from the world of Walt Disney, if you will, regarding optimism. So three more quotes. We're following up on the previous episode. And again, the idea here with this series that we've been in the midst of on offering three points on various issues is to hopefully plant some seeds to spur your own thinking and action in your business and your career. So what's the first quote? It comes from Marty Sklar in his book, Dream It, Do It. And it's direct to the point, quote, be optimistic. If you are not positive, who else will be? Close quote. And boy, that goes for if you are the entrepreneur, if you're the manager, if you're the leader, right? Yeah. You better be optimistic. You better be positive. Who else is going to be that way? And then when it comes to your own career, say you're an employee for somebody, right? You don't own your own business. Same goes, though. If you're not positive about what you're doing and where you're headed, who the heck else is going to be? Second quote from John Hinch, Imagineer and Disney legend. Quote, I always admired Walt's optimism. He seemed to know the direction he was going to. Close quote. That's part of the deal about optimism, right? You're not going to follow somebody that's a wild-eyed optimist that doesn't really have a clue and is just like, yeah, follow me. I don't know what's going on, but come on. You're not going to follow that person. But you're going to follow somebody that knows the direction, that knows where he or she is going, and they're optimistic about it. And then finally, Chris Lucas, friend of mine, author of the book Top Disney. Now, he offers the following quote. Quote, Ronald Reagan was a friend of and shared a lot of personality traits with Walt Disney. One of those was their eternal optimism and belief that tomorrow would bring a better day. Close quote. Yeah, you know, Walt Disney and Ronald Reagan were friends, right? Ronald Reagan was one of the hosts at the television hosts at the opening of Disneyland. And you could see that, right? They both were optimistic individuals. They wound up, their ultimate achievements in life were in two different fields, right? Walt in business, in particular in the entertainment business, theme park, everything that Walt did, right? Right, theme parks, movies, television, and so on. And then Reagan, who, did a few good movies, but wasn't known as a great actor, although there are a few if you go find his career. But then he became governor of California and then president of the United States. And here's a point about Reagan that's worth thinking about relating to the optimism, right? Without getting too deep into politics, listen, he won in 1980 largely in reaction to, how poor Jimmy Carter was doing. But then he won because of what he achieved in 84, right? And today we struggle to think about this possibility that a person could win 49 states. That is something I think that's beyond our capability of thinking in terms of today. And part of that was Reagan's optimism, that he thought that America, he appreciated America's greatness, but he thought that America's greatest days lay ahead. And I think Walt Disney shared that view as well. And that is a positive, optimistic trait to have. Thanks for listening. Please get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. I hope you'll check out my signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com, the newly spruced up website. You can get the Disney Planner, the to-do list solution there. Also, my 20 works of fiction, 19 Pastor Stephen Grant thrillers and mysteries. If you like historical fiction, Cathedral, and Alliance of St. Michael novel, I'm working on a second book in that series right now. There are more series coming, by the way. All the fiction work is also available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle editions. If you want to get your thinking clear on the economy, check out my weekly Economist books. There are three of those now. Again, at Amazon.com, at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. If you want to make sure you don't miss anything going forward, head over to Patreon, patreon.com/Pastor Stephen Grant Fellowship. Join at the Bronze Reader or higher level. You'll get the two latest Pastor Stephen Grant books right off the bat. Boom, sign them, send them to you. And then going forward, you'll get every book, every new book that I write will be sent to you. Plus, there are all sorts of other cool benefits. So please check that out. And I hope you become a member. I also hope you find value in some of this, in all of this, and have a magically productive day.